in a real war in the beer business. We have to go out each day and get our piece of the action.
This boss, Willie Davis, pounds that metaphor as if it were a ball carrier. No wonder. For 10 gritty Green Bay winters, Willie Davis was number 87, the Packers' defensive end, a hungry, aggressive player who was eventually elected to Pro Football's Hall of Fame.
I want my people to think of being successful. I want them to think of being winners. I want them to really think about being champions. You know, I believe that being aggressive is one way to win. I played, I wasn't the biggest defensive end around, and I tried to be reckless. I said, hey, I'm going to dive in there and make something happen. But there can be only one real big true winner. And you know, it hasn't been really, our brands have not necessarily been those brands that have been jumping off the shelf. Yet we're in this business. And we're in this business to win.
Davis is a rarity among former star athletes. He is a highly successful decision-making executive, the owner of his own $17 million business. But his style is strictly hard pants coach.
It's true, a winning circle is a small circle. But somehow, some way, we ought to be up there. You ought to have your name up there. Scott? Do you like having your name up there?
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
All right, that's it. That's it.
Davis had two celebrated role models. His college coach was Eddie Robinson of Grambling. At Green Bay, he played for Vince Lombardi.
I wouldn't hide it for a moment that there's a lot of Lombardi in me. Lombardi spent an awful lot of time talking about life, talking about winning, of course, but also talking about living your life and living it in a way that somehow, some way, if you were doing the right things, chances are success would occur. And I think I probably developed a sense of discipline, that kind of personal discipline, that enabled me to probably make good sound decisions.
Willie Davis began the good sound decisions 20 years ago, early in his NFL career. He became a beer salesman, a common dead-end job for pro athletes. But Davis used beer to learn business.
I think that the corporate world is rather predisposed. They treat you as an athlete first. And you almost have to break through that kind of trivia barrier down to bottom line. I think a lot of athletes can't deal with that dimension. It's like it's much easier to keep recreating the past of what it was like to be an athlete. Mm-hmm. I love talking about having been an athlete, but I can't lose perspective about what it is that I'm about today, and that is that I'm a businessman out trying to either sell beer, wine, or radio, and somehow, some way, in between discussing a little sports trivia, I got to get back to the basics. You got to get the money.
The basics included a Master of Business Administration from the University of Chicago. At 49, Willie Davis is one of the largest beer distributors in the West. He owns 5 radio stations, a trucking company, and pieces of a bus shelter company, a stationery company, and a bank. He is on the board of directors of 4 major national corporations. His base of operations is here in the Watts section of Los Angeles.
Do you think football made you what you are today?
Football is a big part of what I am today, but I think that I'm maybe one step in a new business dimension that football didn't take me. I found that in football most often that I was executing the plan that someone else designed. Today, I'm more or less the designer of the plan. When I sit in a radio strategy meeting, it's all at once that I realize, hey, in the final analysis, I gotta say yes or no whether we do this. We get so carried away concentrating on what we don't have that we forget somehow what we've accomplished.
I think the big question is, how does somebody like yourself who has done so well could have been voted the least likely to succeed in high school?
You know, I think about that. Maybe that's a failing in our system. Right after I say that, I really want to say that I think in high school, I probably was the most insecure and most uncertain young person that I could imagine. And I think coming from a broken family, even maybe my parents don't know to this day, but I was rather devastated by my dad leaving when I was 8 years old. I can still see myself playing on the little open fields, and you know, after you'd had a couple of races and you'd played softball and you'd played baseball and basketball, and you got challenged right down to the very last thing, some kid would turn to you and say, "My dad could outrun your dad." And boy, you know, I had to end the conversation. And those kind of things were tough moments for me.
Willie Davis had help with the tough moments from his mother, a cook in Texarkana, Arkansas, and through sports, which he says was the first thing he ever did that made him feel competent and equal to others. He is rich now and respected in his own way, a father figure and a coach.
Good, and I know it was not your fault, right?
When you walk out of your office into one of the most desperate communities in America, and on these streets are kids who are poor, fatherless, insecure, all the things that you were once. If you could reach out to these individual kids and say something to them, what could you say to them?
Well, right after I shudder when I see these things, I always try to say something to them. I try to get them not to look at me as an isolated success, but not to look at me and say that I am the only degree of success that they should be concerned with. I try to share with them what I share with my own kids, and that is that somehow, some way, just try to do it a little better. Just try to improve your life in some way each day. And I try to say to them that, hey, I know you've heard it all, but try one more time.